July 23rd, 2014. Jesus comes with his mournful heart exposed. He says, "I am your Jesus born incarnate." I tell you, moral standards must not change to accommodate the new morality. There is nothing new about the sins of sodomy, sex outside of marriage, and general debauchery. Many generations and cultures that embraced such sins have fallen throughout history. This is why the effort of my words here have come to focus upon the compromise of truth and the abuse of authority. These two crimes have historically caused the collapse of many cultures. Not taking these messages to heart will result in a similar demise for this generation. The chaplet of my mournful heart addresses leadership. Pray it often. Make sacrifices on behalf of the erroneous consciences of so many leaders. Maintain your own state of righteousness by clinging to the truth. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.